time.
I'm
Tara Gwynn.
Okay. Great.
No, you're okay.
Okay. I'll just stick it on one more. Okay. It's okay.
Technical with your wire. I feel like a robot.
Hi, Bobby.
Bobby doesn't do it anymore. He's dork.
She's right there.
I know. And she doesn't do it anymore.
It's funnier my way.
Bam, this is funnier. Bam, this is funnier. Hi, Vicky.
I like that one.
I'm not worthy.
Now go talk to the camera and tell her you're in a curly place. Everything's set up. We got 9,000 little doohinkies over here. This is the doohinky shelf over here. Hi, everybody. Does anybody need to, like, have any announcements or anything? Paul, Joe, whoever. No
questions, or everybody has what they need? Anybody found the restrooms? They're over there. If you need anything, just let
okay.
Okay.
I do have one announcement that I want to make, and I want it recorded so that it goes to Gerhardt with this session so that everybody knows. I'm in a new direction this year. I've established a new kind of path or whatever, and for this year, I will not be doing just random sessions. This year I'm going to concentrate on, by the end of this year, getting through all of the people that have banked sessions. Those are people that have paid way long time ago for sessions and never actually requested them and never did them. And so I'm going to be this year working with my regular clients and doing sessions with all of those people that are banked to get caught up with them and get rid of banked sessions. I don't want them hanging over my head anymore. So this year is, the thing is that it isn't as black and white or absolute as it sounds. That at this point right now, I am pretty much booked through the end of December with sessions. But the people that do regular sessions also do have the option if they don't want to, and they all know it, if they don't want to do their session 1 month, they have the option to give it to somebody else. So there are opportunities for other people to get in. But it just got to a point where, you know, when I'm getting 700-800 emails every other day, and they're all session requests, that I just couldn't keep up with it anymore, and it's so much pressure to, you know, to know that I can't get to everybody. I just can't do it anymore, and I don't, I can't physically do, you know, two or three sessions every day anymore either. I just can't keep up with that kind of a pace. And so I made a decision to stop and to maintain a small client base that do regular sessions, people that have been doing regular sessions for years, and to continue with them, but not to be, you know, occupying myself with trying to get to everybody with all of these session requests all over the world. It's just way too much. But I think it's an interesting change. I'm already noticing, well, I'm noticing lots of things cool with me, that, you know, it's way less pressure and a lot less work, and I'm actually starting to be able to have a life, and that's nice. But I'm also noticing that the sessions seem to be going in a little bit different direction, because they're, you know, being done with people repeatedly. The subject matters are seeming to be more, they seem, each person seems to stay on a particular subject and then follow it through, so everything seems to be more in depth, which unfortunately presently none of you are privy to, because we have no transcribing team anymore, but we do have sessions that can go out on the website. But once again, unfortunately, most of my regular clients don't record their sessions, so that's another kind of downside. But, you know, I think Elias will fill things in the group sessions, you know, to kind of compensate, and, you know, hopefully eventually we will build up another transcribing team, and then we'll be back on track with that. But it seems like this year is a big year of change for not just me, but for a lot of people who seem to be going through a lot of big changes in their lives. And this is one of them. I hope for everybody else that whatever big changes go on in your lives, that they are as positive and as good and fulfilling as the ones that I'm making in my life. And I think that, you know, I didn't want everybody to panic and spread through the grapevine that I'm not working anymore. I am, and that we're not doing sessions anymore. I am, and they're continuing on as usual, but there are some significant changes that have happened with the sessions that I think after all these years it's about time. And it's not everything is worked out yet. I'm considering maybe doing an extra group session a year, but that's still being played with. I haven't actually decided yet, but it's really great to be back here and out here with all of the, all the original group, the people that first started it out. It's been fun being here and kind of reminiscing with people about, you know, what it was like when we first started, and, you know, going to Angel's Corner and meeting people there for the first time, and me thinking back on, oh my God, that was such a nightmare. I'm like, was that the first time you met me? Oh God. That must have been awful. So I was a wreck back then. But it's been kind of fun and interesting to, you know, connect back with people that I haven't seen in a long time and haven't connected with in a lot of years, and it's really cool. And also meeting people that I've done sessions on the phone with that I've never seen in person, which is kind of cool, you know, when you get to know somebody over the phone and do sessions with them and you have no idea who you're talking to. But so it's been kind of a cool experience being back here and extending an invitation for anybody and everybody. You're always welcome to come to Vermont and see the foliage in the fall. It's pretty. Not like out here, but little teeny town, probably the size of this little street, but but it's cool. It's fun. And we have new people here today, too. I have been informed by my informant. So, I figure before we get started, if anybody has any questions about it, yes, Rodney, of course, you have questions.
I flew 3,000 miles.
I know you did. Yay, Rodney.
And you're only half here.
I'm only half here.
Where's the other half?
Polly?
Yeah.
She's not allowed to come here.
You allowed that?
I know. I'm getting really wide these days.
Whoa.
I know. I did. She's with Kathy. Kathy's babysitting her.
That's hard to believe.
I know. See how far I've come that I have allowed myself to come here without my attachment of my little dog, who is not running around greeting all of you. I'm sure Kathy.
What's that movie with the girl riding on the polar bear?
Oh, the Golden Compass.
Yeah, they all have a
familiar, yeah. They're
familiar.
Demons.
You without your familiar.
I am without my familiar.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Which, anybody that knows me, that's really hard for me. And it was an ordeal leaving the house today and sneaking out so she didn't see me leave and so she didn't flip out. Because she flips out as bad as I do. Yes, Sherry.
I count 35 people. I've got 33 names on this paper.
Oh.
So if you haven't seen me with money,
you counted me twice.
Count you twice. Oh, by the way, you haven't paid. No. So if you haven't paid yet, see me sometime.
Yeah, my little familiar. Yes.
Barry, have you found it? You found anything, any way to make a dent, bigger dent in knowing without doubt?
Knowing what without doubt? Anything?
Well, you know, Elias says that we can achieve anything. We know without doubt, people. We are creative. Mm-hmm. But I can't reach knowing without doubt. And I'm not sure anybody else can. Have you found a way, a key to, you can tell us that maybe we can work on or sharpen?
I don't know about any key. I think it probably is different for everybody. I mean, I think when I know for myself that when I get into a mode of being really determined about something, that I generally am not doubting whatever I'm doing. I'm just doing it. And I mean, I don't know. I would say that I think it varies between people and how they do that, but I think that a key piece of it is what he says. I think a key piece of it is trust. Learning how to trust yourself that, you know, even when you don't know, kind of like with this new direction that I'm going in, you know, when I first started it, I had no idea what I was doing. I didn't know if it was going to work. I didn't know how it was going to work. I didn't know what I was going to do. But I just, something inside of me just knew it was time and it was the right thing to do for me. And so I just, it's kind of, for me, I kind of look at things like that as like kind of going off onto a new road that you've never been on before. And in the beginning, it's a little bit, you know, I mean, if you're driving in a car on a road you've never been on, in the beginning, it's a little bit, you know, shaky. You don't know where you're going. You get a little nervous that you might get lost or whatever, but as time goes on, you kind of start noticing the scenery and it's cool and, oh, this is exciting, going in a new direction and seeing new things and experiencing new things. And I think people spend a lot of time planning things out and worrying about having to know what their next move is. And I don't think it's really always that necessary to know what the next thing is going to be, or you know what you're going to do next. If you trust yourself in where you're going, then things seem to just fall into place. Not that there aren't any bumps, which I did discover that an interesting piece for me after all these years that I will share with you guys real quick is that, you know, when you are in a certain position and when people interact with you in a certain way for a long period of time, you begin to see yourself that way. You know, it's classic in situations where people are abused or whatever, but it also happens in any other kind of a situation. And for so many years, I have been in a position and people interact with me in a certain way as if I'm kind of removed from other people or from the masses or whatever. And I discovered through this new direction that I kind of perceived myself that way too, that I wasn't really a part of everything, that, you know, my position or whatever kind of kept me away from being a part of everything that was going around me and all of the people and all of my clients and things like that. And, you know, and through the years I've heard people talk in certain ways over and over and over again, you know, oh, I started to go in this new direction and, you know, I have it all planned out. I know what I'm doing and why isn't it going all smooth? And I realized I did the very exact same thing. I was like, last month, I was realizing, oh, I'm in the exact same mindset. Okay, I've got everything set now. I know what I'm doing. I've got this direction, you know, pretty mapped out now, and I understand what I'm doing and why are there bumps? Why isn't everything smooth and just flowing and happening? But I realized, you know, well, that's just life. Things don't always go smooth. And even when you have things mapped out, there's still bumps in the road and whatever. And it's just a matter of kind of recognizing them and flowing with them and not freaking out every time there's, you know, a big boulder in your path, going, oh, okay, there's a boulder, go around it, instead of standing there going, get out of my way. I mean, I think it's this new direction that I'm going in is basically I think, all about balance. And I have realized that I'm learning the balance in however I defined it before, throughout my whole life, is not what it is. And that it's something way bigger and a lot more than I ever realized. And that this is something that encompasses your whole life and everything in it and everything you do. And it's something that, you know, doesn't just automatically happen. You kind of have to make it happen or be aware of it, and be aware how everything you do plays into everything else that you do, and how to be comfortable in all of that and balance in all of that and be centered and know that you're not the only person that lives on the planet, and that, you know, a lot of those bumps have to do with other people and what they do, and being able to be centered enough that you can flow with what happens around you and what, you know, all the circumstances that you come up against, and when things don't go exactly the way you want them to go, and how you can, you know, all right, it's not the end of the world, and readjust and flow with it. And it takes practice, and I will say I'm at the very, very, very beginning of this. And I'm just barely at the bottom of the mountain trying to climb up. And I don't think I even understood what that word balance meant until this past January. So, and I don't know if I even now have a full definition of it, but I have a better understanding of it than I ever have in my life. And it's a big change. I think this, I would classify this for myself as being a life change. Something that is such a big life change that it is comparable to finding out that you're gay. Which, that's a big life change. And this is just as big. It's, you know, realizing that this is an important thing, to this balance thing, and that it's, and that it involves every single thing that you do in every moment of every day, and being aware of that. And I think it's very cool, and it's very exciting. I have no idea where it's going to take me, but it's fun and exciting to know that there's a whole new world out there to explore, which I think is a really cool feeling that, you know, when you're 40 or 50 or 56 and, you know, you've lived your whole life and done everything that you've done, and to hit a point where everything looks new again, everything seems like, wow, it's like a whole new world. And I think that, you know, that's something that we don't hit very often, and it's a very cool, you know, place to be in. And I still have some of my challenges going on, but I mean, I think that eventually the physical challenges that I've developed over the years or whatever, I think that eventually they will probably calm down too, just as a part of this process. But I think it's really encouraging, and I'm very excited knowing that I'm not the only person in the universe that this can happen to. That this is like something that everybody can experience, and I hope everybody does, because it's really awesome to know that everything doesn't have to be the same. Everything can be new and fresh and interesting and exciting and unknown, which is kind of cool. But so there's my my new path, and I hope everybody else finds their own new path that's fun and exciting for them too. So I just hit your microphone. So if you hear us, you'll know that was me hitting your microphone. So anyway, I'm happy to see everybody here, and hopefully we'll have a good, interesting session. Life is always interesting, I don't know. I would ask everybody to try as much as you can to remember to speak as loudly as you can, because that's all we ever get is complaints about.
And not on top of each other?
Yes, and not on top of each other.
Slowly and clearly.
It would be nice if you mentioned your name.
That would be nice too. I mean, project volume.
That sounds like Big Detour.
Let everybody know you're present. Project yourself and let us know.
And allow other people to ask questions if you have wanted to already.
Yes. Try not to monopolize. Because that, as wide as we all are, it annoys people. All right, so, all right, Rodney, go ahead, fix your thing. Oh, do you need me to take
this
off?
No.
Okay.
Make sure the right button's there.
Okay, push the button. He's button pushing now.
Yeah,
Rodney, what's wrong with your thing that needs to be fixed?
Oh, there's Sherry. Of course. Of course. You'd be the one that would say that.
I was the spokesperson for the group that wanted
to go. Yeah, we all
wanted to go.
These little things got funky, so you know, you gotta be a midgets.
Midgets, wow.
For all of the snide remarks over the years, there are at least two sessions that you wouldn't have read if it hadn't been for that little device.
That's true.
Because
Rodney's got it on, right? He's got it going. All right, well then, I guess we'll just get started, and I'll see you on the halftime show. So I'll text you later.
Bye, man.
See ya.